Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ernest, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
All right, let's talk about the S&P 500. Down almost 1,000 points from its high.
Yeah, 52-week
low at 3,900. Yeah. You know, some people, I was watching CNBC, some people say 3,800 is a good level.
Yeah.
It's been falling. The stock market as a whole has been falling, but the S&P is probably the best judge of the stock market because it's 500 companies from all different areas. So it's a very broad range, you know, perspective on the stock market, where the Dow Jones is a lot more narrow and the NASDAQ is even more specific because it's just four tech companies. So, all right. S&P 500, will it continue to keep falling?
Absolutely. Unequivocally. Feel like T.I. today. Yes.
Well,
but because if there's no reason to, I know in a podcast, I should probably elaborate, right?
Use your words.
Y'all know, right? If quantitative easing has went away and all the easy wins are now gone. That's why I told everyone last year, study 2015, 2008, 1990, 1991, to see what those conditions were like when higher interest rates were there. For those of you that did the homework and studied the past seven recessions, how long, due to interest rates going up, how long should we be in a bear market? You should know the number of days. It's not a guess. It's a range that we will be in. So until, so even with a chip shortage, that will end roughly summer of 2023. We'll see some relief there. Probably by fall of this year, September, we'll start to push back up and stabilize. But yeah, for the next, through the summer, it's going to be a little bit treacherous. But if you want to know what this market is going to be like, look at 2015 and 2010 and 2009. It'll tell you, if you study, what the market is going to look like for sure.
Is there something that could signal maybe not even a reversal, but some sort of uptrend? Maybe, I mean, obviously with China being locked down right now to Corona, if we saw something like China reopening on a global scale, could that be like one of those signs that there could be a nice tick up or a nice rebound?
That would definitely help. And companies that are mid-cap companies like the Russell 2000 to start to go up. Because without Apple and Microsoft, we would be in a big-ass bear market. Luckily, we have those. Now, as far as to where the S&P is going to go, yeah, we should go to 3703.
Yeah.
There you have it.
Yeah, and I've seen a lot of analysts, even with the S&P being at a 52-week low, I watched a lot of analysts today. They're still keeping their price target for the year at 5,100. Some people are at 5,200. No budging on that. So we will see. Hopefully, not even hopefully, we shall see if they're right.
We shall see. I hope so. But it's looking scary.
It does look scary. It does look scary.
It could get worse.
It definitely could.
That's, well, there you go.
Definitely could. No. I got to plug my battery before we die.
Okay. Yes, it could definitely. Well, first of all, 6,900 people on YouTube. Hit the like button, please. Hit the like button.
Appreciate you.
It absolutely can get worse because we're not technically in a recession yet. The only index that out of those major three that's actually in recession, well, bear market territory, is NASDAQ. Right. NASDAQ's down like 25%.
But
neither the Dow Jones or S&P has reached 20% pullback yet.
Yeah, I think S&P's at 15%.
So it's still not a bear market, technically. And we're still not – the economy itself can get a lot worse. There's still a lot more room for the economy to get worse.
Yeah.
So if the economy can get worse, then obviously the stock market can get worse as well.
We won't used to say, like, wait, the market doesn't match the economy. Like, remember when during the pandemic, we're like, wait, with this jobless claims and all these things happening in the economy, we're like, wait, why is the market still going up? And finally, I feel like we're at a point now where it's like – the economy and the market
are matching.
They're matching each other now, right? Yeah, like, as this is happening, inflation, interest rates going up.
This is what happens when you cheat. Now, I would never will want to sit in that Fed chair position, but when you have quantitative easing for so long, opposed to just letting things settle out and fall apart. This is what happens when you go on a 12-year run and you don't have any pullbacks and you don't let things settle. A lot of funding went to companies that were terrible companies. Like, remember the era after like 50, and then it was like D4L, rest in peace, Shawty Low, but not his version. It was like we're in a Laffy Taffy era of investing. All the companies that are trash, let them get washed out. Then companies that are really good and venture companies that are good, angel companies that are strong, will invest in better technology. We're in 2022. As a kid, we don't have any flying cars, great healthcare, great tech company, and we have a whole bunch of social media apps that are remixes of Black Planet and Instant Messenger. What we expect as a country, we've produced some of the shittiest companies in the last 20 years. What do we expect? We're death checking when Paul Rosenberg was up there.
Shout out to Fable. Shout out to Rosenberg.
Peter Rosenberg or Paul Rosenberg?
Paul Rosenberg. Eminem's manager.
Yeah, I know. so Okay.
Lucian, don't be mad at me. You know.
Shout out to Fable.
Entertainment. Shout out to Fable. Legend. Legend. Da 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 da. So.
Jay-Z, one of the greatest rappers of all time, has one of the greatest lyrics of all time. It was actually the lyric. We named our second podcast ever this lyric, where he said, "In anticipation for precipitation, stack chips for a rainy day." Very important. Very important. Cash is still king. And in times of uncertainty, it's okay to be in cash until you're actually certain. The dollar is actually
strengthened,
very strong right now. I think a 15-year high for the strength of the dollar right now. Mm-hmm. Dollar's in a good place right now. Nothing wrong with having money on the sideline until you're comfortable.
Pay your and check,
I think that there's still some more room for the market to go down. Absolutely. Be patient. Be patient. Have money waiting. And get in at good prices and just ride it up.
I said, we're going to play Belichick, man. We're going to win rings from the sideline. We're going to watch the game. We're going to make moves at the right time. We're going to play Belichick. Shout out to all the Patriots fans. But that's that. I mean, he's right, right? If we know, if we've seen the market pull back, there's no need for us to keep investing large sums of money. We're going to watch it, keep our cash as king, and when we can make moves, we will. We will.
And that song is from Rain. Umbrella.
Rihanna.
Rihanna's first single.
Not her first single.
Her first big single.
Pawn the Replay is her first
big single. Yes, Pawn the Replay is the first single, but your first big one.
And her first single. But that was a number one record.
Her first number one record.
It might not even be her first one record, but definitely a big record.
Big record.
Yeah, big record.
2021, what was like the football era when like everybody got participation trophies? Right now, it's 1970, hard-nosed, helmet-to-helmet. Bust your ass football.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop.
Bag drop.
A mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.